Were it not for Annika Sorenstam, this day in the world of golf would have simply been round one of a non-major tournament, one which Tiger Woods has opted not to play. Instead, the first day of tournament play at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, was roundly declared a day for the ages, with a gallery and a press corps of suitable size. Sorenstam, who is the best player on the LPGA Tour, the best woman golfer in the world, teed it up on the PGA, the men's tour. By day's end, she said that she was satisfied with her performance.
Now, obviously, I'm very, very pleased the way I played all day, but was I nervous on the tee? Actually, I was nervous all day. It never went away.
Columnist Sally Jenkins of The Washington Post is one of the 600 credentialed media representatives at Colonial. Sally Jenkins, how would you sum up Annika Sorenstam's first round on the PGA Tour?
Well, I think all things considered, it was probably triumphant. She barely missed her goal of shooting even par by one stroke when she three-putted the last green, which was unfortunate because she actually played well enough to shoot, you know, maybe a 68. She missed at least five birdie putts that were very makeable. Her putter is actually what let her down rather than her strength off the tee, which was the assumption coming into the day, was that she wouldn't be strong enough to play with men. And in fact, she was every bit strong enough to play with the top men in the world. She simply couldn't putt well enough to give herself a lower score.
Yeah, that we should invoke here that pearl of golf wisdom, drive for show, putt for dough.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what happened. Honestly, you know, everyone is saying in the press room here that she played to a 68 but shot 71.
She was incredibly accurate, even if her drives weren't quite as long as most of the men off the tee. She was always in the fairway, or almost always in the fairway.
Well, that's what she does. She's a vector off the tee, and she's a vector from the fairway into the greens. She, if you do a statistical comparison, she would lead, if she played the men's tour regularly and played it as well as she played it today, she might very well lead the tour in accuracy off the tee.
Now, you're describing the glass as half full here. One could also say the best woman golfer in the world played one round of a PGA tournament. And right now, if she played the same way tomorrow, she would be on the bubble. She might make the cut and proceed to weekend play, or she might not.
Correct. Well, I think that, you know, that's always been the sort of conundrum here is, you know, can the very best female player in the world prove that she's a merely adequate male golfer? that's really the question here. The interesting thing is that she's actually on the bubble with a lot of magnificent players. Lee Jansen, there are some players behind her who are decorated, accomplished players, winners of major championships. Regular winners on the PGA Tour. Golf is a game that doesn't reward you with victories very often. That's something to remember. It's a game of failure for just about everybody who's out here. And so to make the cut to the low 70 players at any tournament really does place you among the very best in the world. That's something to remember. Just because you don't win or shoot a 65 doesn't mean you're not a highly accomplished golfer.
So put this in some perspective for us today. Was this a very important day for women in golf?
It was a very important day for one reason, first and foremost, which was that what people saw on USA Network this morning was a female golfer who stands about 5'5", hit the ball on a level with her male companions. And that is something that I think that the rank-and-file spectator wasn't necessarily prepared to be quite so stirred by. What you heard all over the course throughout the day were these tremendous roars would go up when she would hit her tee ball or when she would hit one of those really lovely long iron shots into the green and put the ball up to about 15 feet or 20 feet of the cup. You know, with a long iron, a 4-iron or a 5-iron, when the men she was playing with were hitting 7-irons or 8-irons. Basically, what people, I think, saw today was a demonstration of real strength and competence that they maybe hadn't quite anticipated. There were a lot of people, even who wished her well, who really expected her to be shooting about a 75 or a 76 today.
Thank you very much for talking with us about it today. That's columnist Sally Jenkins of The Washington Post, who's in Fort Worth, where Annika Sorenstam played round one of the Colonial.